Welcome to the Canon Cantina, a Star Wars show where we tried to answer the question, who is Luke Skywalker before episode 9 came out, to varying degrees of success. How's it going, everybody? It's been a while. This is Mike, one of your hosts, broadcasting from Salt Lake Base here on planet Utah, joined as always by my co-host and partner in crime, Star Wars best friend, Jesse. What's up, man?
I am transmitting from the Tulsa base on planet Oklahoma, as always, and I am excited to talk Star Wars today, Mike. And what an interesting day today, where we get to kind of look back at the show and look at the future of the show. And I say that because some of you guys might be new listeners, which is really exciting. And I assume some of you guys are old listeners, and we're going to address both of you today.
If this is the first episode you listen to, I'm sorry. Go back. There's other better ones.
This is going to be some dribble. It's not going to be as good.
We've just taken about a month off after the holidays. We got to see each other over the winter holiday. We did a live show and we saw Star Wars and everything, but we needed a break during January. So it was nice to take a lot of the month off. We got kind of recharged. We didn't record anything, but we still communicated with each other. And we came up with plans for the future. And that's what we're going to start off talking about today.
That's right. The Canon Cantina 2.0, the Force Awakens soft reboot of the Canon Cantina 2020. And we have a lot of goals for the show this year. And we just wanted to clue you guys in because we value you guys listening to the show. We value you guys following us each week as we discuss Star Wars. And Mike and I have been doing this coming up on 2 years now. And this is kind of a big deal that we decided to not change the show, but break up the show in a different way, in a more concise format for the year of 2020.
Well, and I think it's fair to say we're changing the direction of the show a little bit, because way back at the beginning, our original intent was to explore the character of Luke Skywalker leading up to episode 9. We were sort of inspired by all the fan division that happened after episode 8, The Last Jedi.
About 2 years ago, when you and I were having our email exchanges before the show came to full life. And you brought up that question, Mike, which was awesome. And it kind of birthed this idea of this show. And I like that you want to talk moving forward. We can look at that question retrospectively, but the show's got to move on, I think, in a different way.
That's right. Like, I don't think that we had a set goal of where we wanted the show to go, but hey, we kept it going through episode 9. And we always said we'd try to answer the question, who is Luke, by the time episode 9 came out. We didn't. We'll talk about that here in a little bit, but we've kind of moved beyond our original vision, and we're both at a place kind of in life where it kind of makes sense for the show to get a soft reboot and maybe kind of a new format. Because back when we started the show, I wasn't working, had a lot of time to devote to the show, but then about 15-20 episodes in, I ended up getting a new job and going back, and that affected things. We still did a lot, but our original plans had to change. Well, in the next couple of weeks, I won't have a job again. It's my choice. It's not a bad thing. Don't feel bad for me, listeners. I get to spend more time with my family and you all. I'm going to be able to dedicate more time to this. So in a way, we're kind of going back to the start because I'll have more time to spend on the show, but we're also moving forward because we're going to have like some new goals.
Yeah, Mike. And like you said, ups and downs of life. I've had some of those recently as well. Not only did I revive one of my old podcasts, Vader's Finest, which evolved as a phoenix into Fury's Finest, we've mentioned on this show, and I mention every week on Fury's Finest, the Canon Cantina, of course.
I would have said StarCraft Dragooned into...
Oh, I like that, yeah. Phoenix, once again, the word phoenix. That's what happened with him. So Phoenix died as a zealot and was rebirthed as a dragoon, a favorite character of mine. But that aside, I mean, so Fury's Finest, a Marvel gaming tabletop gaming podcast, has been super fun to do. But that aside, as Mike said, we had all the holiday busyness and all the holiday content of Star Wars. So we took a brief break. And on top of all of that, things have been going on in my life. I've had family in and out of the hospital, and my wife is about to have a baby. And these are crazy things.
We got
things.
Almost 5 minutes in. And I was like, you got to say it. Come on.
Come on. Yeah. So for full transparency here, I mean, like that's been going on obviously for quite some time, but has ramped up exponentially since Thanksgiving. So the fact that I've been even able to do both shows has been a feat and I'm happy I can do it. But, you know, Mike's been through this before, and I think he knows more than me, but I think some things are about to get a little hectic on my end, potentially.
Yes, they are. I learned it the hard way. I was hosting a different podcast at the time. It's going to be hard to find the time to do it. If you have a great baby, which I think you have earned at this point, hopefully you get to come back soon.
Right.
But basically we're giving you all that background to say, we're going to have kind of a new format for the show moving forward. And there's a strong possibility that for a while, it's just going to be me doing stuff on the show while Jesse is off being an awesome light side dad raising the young Padawan.
That's right. And I'll certainly be dropping in and out during that time. But, you know, sometimes, as Mike said, with this content we have and this new format, we're going to be jumping from different creations and different categories of Star Wars, let's say that. Perfect time for Mike to run some of these other shows, which I'm excited to talk about. I'm trying not to tell what they are, Mike, but
I appreciate
they are going to fill some time that's not going to be this main show, which is Mike and I talking about news or focused on a theme or question within the canon or even just Star Wars, what we've done so far. So, you know, just cluing you guys in at this point because it's the calm before the storm. But I'm kind of already in the storm, Mike.
You are absolutely in the storm.
Shocked I'm not calling you from the hospital right now, but I got a moment.
Well, I would be trying to record the phone call either way.
Yeah.
So with all that context, Jesse's going to be popping in and out, inconsistent and understandably. So it all fits with a great time for us to do a soft reboot here. So, for the next couple of minutes, we're just going to kind of give you a breakdown of what's going to come.
That's right.
So our main show used to focus around three specific questions, exploring the character of Luke Skywalker in canon, legends, whatever. And they would get a little long, depending on what movie, novel, comic series we were talking about.
A lot of content to go through.
And it was a great way to start the show, but I won't lie. At the end, I was a little burnt out. I'm tired of reading the Marvel comics. I don't think that they all ended up being that great. I got a little sick of Luke Skywalker, not going to lie. So we are going to take the main show in a new direction. First of all, we want to let you know it's going to be shorter. We're going to shoot for 30 to 45 minutes, and this will come out 2 to 4 times a month. And this main show is going to be focused on just a new theme or question each episode. So we had some great central questions for exploring Luke. We might apply those to other characters. We've got a list of ideas ranging from like more serious character analysis to things like, hey, what are your favorite aliens in the Disney era kind of thing?
Yeah. Kind of like we've done in the past on some of these tangential side episodes. But yeah, we might just do one episode on one topic. And this will be really fun too, because we can get pretty deep on one particular thing rather than some broad story or elements of a story. And that'll be pretty fun, Mike. And of course, you know, it goes without saying, but we'll mention here, greater news topics and greater breaking news stories.
That's right.
And stuff will be, of course, on this show. So make sure to catch that, because we will keep you up to date on all news within Star Wars. For instance, Clone Wars saved. Clone Wars coming up with less than a month away. This is the type of stuff we would cover at
And Project Luminous comes out the week after. I don't know if you saw that this afternoon.
That's crazy, yeah. So the next show we're going to have is going to be called The Creator's Corner, or The Creator.
Or something like that.
Creator Corner, something like that. And essentially, this is something Mike and I have been wanting to do for some time, and we have done this on our show. And you're going to notice a trend. We've done a lot of these things on our show, but these are what I mentioned earlier, more concise, trimmed down, just narrow focuses on these things. And this in particular is interviews, Mike. This is interviews with Star Wars content creators like ourselves, and with a special focus on building the community and, you know, just what people do within the community. So we've had a couple people on the show. It's been awesome. We've been on other people's shows, which has been awesome. We want to do more of that content, reach out to different people within different facets of Star Wars.
That's right. So we aim to get you at least one of these a month. And we absolutely at some point will have other Star Wars podcasters on, but we have our sights set wider to YouTubers or people that maybe exist in the Star Wars gaming space or other areas of fandom that you might not know as much about that could, you know, spark your interest in something brand new. We don't have a list of people that we want to reveal yet. We have started having conversations with people. So ideally, like I told you at the beginning, I'm finishing my job in the next couple weeks. We'll have more announcements about our first episode of that moving forward. The next show we want to talk about, this will be a limited series, and it's something that I came up with to help fill the time when Jesse is unable to record for obvious, very good reasons. My tentative title, I might come up with something better by the time it launches, is just Commentary Squared, the commentary of commentary. I'm going to rewatch all of the Star Wars movies, starting with episode one, in order. But I'm going to be watching them with the director commentaries on. And if there's something like an associated documentary, like the director in The Jedi that goes with episode eight, going to watch those, report back, talk about new insights I've gained, what I learned, if I found out anything interesting behind the scenes that maybe affected the story or anything. I've seen a lot of these before over the past like 25 years, but it's been a long time and I know I haven't seen all of them.
Yeah, they're very good too.
Yeah, I'm excited to like learn from the directors, and now that the saga is over, like see what new things or new perspectives I have, knowing how the Skywalker saga ended.
Yeah, Mike, and something I like to get on the future too when my schedule clears up. Maybe I could do some commentaries on past Clone Wars episodes. Some of those, they have those round tables with Dave Filoni and his staff on some of the major arcs of Clone Wars and stuff like that. That might be really fun as well. Of course, it's not done on everything, but some of those major storylines, they do that as well. And it's really interesting. I learn a lot from those.
Yeah. So the last, like new show that we want to announce, we're barely announcing anything, cause I don't even really have a title yet. I have started work on this, but it's kind of a secret audio production. If you've been a longtime listener, you know we were both highly influenced by audiobooks and the NPR Star Wars audio drama of the original trilogy back in the day. I am not saying I'm going to produce a full-on like Star Wars audio drama, but I have some interesting ideas for a like highly produced sound effects, whatever you want to call it, a fun Star Wars audio project that hopefully
wait.
I'll be able to share a few more details about soon.
Yeah, and I'm going to close out here, Mike, with a couple of our side shows, which are going to come up from time to time. And these are, once again, things that you guys are very familiar with on our regular Canon Cantina pre-reboot. First one I'm going to mention is something along the lines of a Legends-focused show. We'll call it Legends Spotlight for now. I'm assuming this is a show that I might be pushing forward. Mike might be putting the focus on me. This is kind of our old show in some ways, Mike. Some of this is, right? Going through these Legends stories in the order where we left off. And I say that because you can go back through our RSS feed and our podcast page and our iTunes page, and of course our anchor page, and you can see now all of our Legends stories in chronological format from what we've done, and we would just pick up where we left off, essentially.
Yeah, and you're right to some degree, but I'm also much happier to do this knowing it's something we do once or twice a month, right, depending on like the length of the book we're going to talk about, or if we put a three book series into an episode 1 month instead of the breakneck schedule we tried to put ourselves on.
A lot of reading.
Of reading all of those old books.
Yeah, I'm really excited to finish our Legends timeline because we were making some progress, Mike, and we were rereading stuff and kind of going through in chronological order, which truthfully was something we didn't even do potentially back in the day because we see now on paper how the books came out in an erratic format at times till much later, where there was more purely chronological. But take 1994, like we talked about before, so many movies came out in 1994 and so many books, excuse me, came out in 1994, and they weren't even all released in the chronological order of the Legends timeline. So we want to keep that going. And a lot of you guys have reached out about that part of our show in particular, and I, you know, said that you just enjoyed hearing us talk about the stories so you don't have to read them. And that's something we'd like to do, so you can kind of vicariously live through this entire Legends timeline. And we're getting closer to New Jedi Order, Mike, and that's what I really want to do. You know, I did.
It was a stipulation of doing this soft reboot that he required me to still do some Legends stuff so that I can't get away from New Jedi Order.
Yeah. Can't.
I will say that with our Legends spotlight, we, have gone back and kind of spiced up the show a little bit to be a bit more fun than just focusing solely on Luke Skywalker. We're definitely going to look at
all the
Legends themes that are things that we think could be adapted to the new canon and things like that. We also might occasionally talk Star Wars games at the Djarik table, and we might be talking a bit more of the Blue Milk Bar once this new Akin youngling starts getting to the point of watching some Star Wars.
That's right. We want your children to be as indoctrinated as we are, and our children will be, you know. But it truthfully, I do want to expand this section, Mike, because it's something we've done in the past. If you're a listener of our show, you've heard these segments, the Djarik Table and the Blue Milk Bar, both. And we want to make these their own feature. Though they won't appear as often, when they appear, this is all you'll get. So if you're looking to get some Star Wars gaming content, or you're looking to get some Star Wars content for your little ones, these will be the segments to listen to, and they'll be, you know, by themselves. So it'll be really hyper-focused and produced just for that element. And I'm really excited about that.
That's right. So having gone through those, the only really new things are the Commentary Squared and my Secret Audio Production, like limited series that I'm going to be taking advantage of when Jesse is out new dadding. A lot of that is stuff that you've already heard.
That's right.
We're doing our best to refocus the show so that instead of like, oh gosh, I have to listen to 2 hours of Mike and Jesse rambling, trying to find the nuggets of good stuff in there. We're going to break things up to bring you, you know, quality content as often, or maybe a little more often, honestly, depending on, how we start breaking these things up. So
well, for in this
it's
format
kind of an,
of less than an hour for all these episodes, you know, that's a feature that we really not only want to make your time most valuable, but also, you know, it can give us the option, as Mike was saying earlier, to not make through a breakneck speed of all reading and writing and then recording multiple hours or hour and a half. This under an hour format is really going to help us be, you know, efficient in this manner too, Mike, I feel like. Which is really good.
Yeah, definitely. Some of these might be super short. I'm not, I'll tell you now, I'm not delivering hour long secret audio drama productions. and these Commentary Squared episodes, they might not be more than 10, 15 minutes, depending on what I learned from each movie.
Okay.
But we're trying to bring you more regular content that is more focused and more digestible. We both listen to a lot of Star Wars podcasts, and there's a lot of great ones, but
yep.
we kind of feel like there's so many great Star Wars podcasts that the shorter they are, the you know, more you get to hear from so many different people out there.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And we want you to hear more people out there than just us. I'm of the same opinion, Mike. If I could deliver a podcast to somebody of any topic and it be an hour or less, that's my goal. That's been my goal on Fury's Finest as well. Like, I want people's time to be valued and to get as much as they can in that time. And I think with this format too, Mike, we can really not only be under an hour, but we can get a lot of concise content because we're focusing on these singular topics, and it's going to be pretty robust too.
All right. So that's kind of a preview of where, the format of the Canon Cantina is going to go in our season two, as it's going to be labeled on your podcast apps, our Force Awakens soft reboot era. That's kind of where we're going. Now, if you have questions, feel free to hit us up on social media or whatever. We're going to take a quick break, and on the other side of it, this is kind of for us, and we hope you hang out and listen to just our look back at what we've done so far. So we just wanted to take a few minutes here and do a little bit of a retrospective. We kind of described this at the beginning, but this show was born out of me not having a job, being a little bit bored, but still obsessed with Star Wars and wanting to talk to my Star Wars best friend about it more. Like, hey, why don't we record this and see what happens? And I mean, a lot of good things have happened as a result of that.
Absolutely, Mike. And to give us a little bit of credit, both of us had a history of Star Wars gaming podcast background, separate shows, even to quantify this. Separate games and separate shows. That's how invested we were in these Star Wars games. You had the 3.2 company. I, of course, had Vader's Finest.
Pour
some out for those shows. And, you know, we had a blast doing those shows. And you reached out basically saying, we've been doing this since we were six, talking about the canon and the story and the legends. Why have we not done this yet? Especially with the discourse right now in the community with The Last Jedi and some of the just back and forth. Surely we can bridge the gap. And, you know, if you look back through our show, or even if you go back and listen after you listen to us talk today, which, you know, would be great. We go through Legends and Canon in a pretty concisely chronological order after the point we stopped. And of course, Mike, we start with the trilogies, and you know, that's a highlight to me because we start with the movies, and then we immediately went to Legends number one, which is Shadows of the Empire. And these were just pivotal moments of our childhood, was this original Star Wars trilogy and even Shadows of the Empire, which was one of the first major Legends contents that was really pushed. And we talk about this on these episodes, but you know, these episodes are almost two years ago at this point. We're coming up this summer. They'll be 2 years old.
This summer will be 2 years. I remember my wife making fun of me because when I was doing our rewatches of the original trilogy to kick the show off, right, because that's where the Luke Skywalker saga started, I was taking like pages of notes.
She was like,
you dork. How many times have you seen these? Do you really need to be taking notes? Like, yes, because I'm focused on a different thing now and I need to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, no, I did the same.
Those were great, even though we were still figuring out our like recording setup then and our recording schedule. Like our Return of the Jedi episode, we'd had a few and it was super late. We were pretty loopy,
pretty tired
by the time that
episode
ended.
To give credit to us and the movie itself, of course, the movie we took the most notes with because it was the most relevant to our Luke story, and you know, it was more robust. And you know, to the people that have actually reached out and messaged me about that episode and said there was a lot of content there about Luke that they did not know about, thank you for that, because despite our loopiness and our notes came through, Mike. But of course, after the trilogy and Shadows of the Empire, we went right into the Marvel comics, and this is where it got really weird because this was actual canon content. And you and I had some real conversations.
And it was new.
We had real conversations about, should this be canon? Should some of this be canon? Yes, some of this be canon, like Vader encountering Luke before Empire. No. You know, these are things we started encountering, and that's kind of going to be a focus of our show moving forward, too. We're always going to talk about the canon, and we're going to return to Legends and Legends Spotlight, and there's going to be things that we love and things we don't love, and it's fun to talk about in the show because, as you've said many a times, Mike, Star Wars is written by hundreds, if not thousands, of people. And we get to look at that on this show, sometimes under a microscope. And, you know, for better or for worse, it comes through. And we just kind of give our opinion. But we also talk about what we liked about this. And, you know, some of the Marvel stuff I really enjoyed early on, especially stuff like Vader Down.
Yeah, Vader down, and I think the first two main arcs of the main storyline were really good. From there, it was so hit and miss, and honestly, I don't know if I'm going to pick up reading the Marvel comics. I know they've recently rebooted to start, you know, in the time after Empire Strikes Back, so in our Shadows of the Empire era. I might wait till the first trade paperback comes out from there. I'm reading back through some of these other early episodes
we did. I'm so happy about these. I'm so happy they exist. I'm looking at them.
Hey, can you tell me anything that happened in Luke Skywalker and the Shadows of Mendor?
Why, yes, I can. I can probably tell you all of it.
Well, because I read it, and I read it in September 2018, and I can't. So good for you for remembering anything about that.
That was a good one. That was a fun one. And you got to remember, that was one of the Legends books that was written late in the timeline, but it fell early in the chronological Star Wars timeline.
I remember that. It came out in like 2009. Yeah, it was one of the last ones. I don't remember a damn thing about it. Yes. Then our Thrawn trilogy.
And Courtship of Princess Leia.
Thrawn.
Courtship of Princess Leia. Man, yeah, we really enjoyed our time with Thrawn. Those were some robust episodes because it was way more to get through than anything we'd done so far on the show, of course, because, you know, thus is the nature.
Hey, you know what Legends books would make terrible movies? The Thrawn
That's
trilogy.
That's not true. Terrible movies?
No, that is absolutely true.
They wouldn't fit, really is what it is. They wouldn't fit in there.
They would make... They do not translate well from novel to movie.
Miniseries.
And new canon miniseries. Thrawn outside of Rebels is boring.
Miniseries. Make them a miniseries. It would work. But then we started talking about even more of the Marvel content. But then we got into... Dark Empire and Dark Empire 2, which was amazing.
But before we get there, I'm looking chronologically through when we did all that stuff. So we found out in November of 2018. I remember it was November because I was in line at a ski resort picking up my season pass that we got invited to host a show on the podcast stage at Star Wars Celebration Chicago.
That's right.
We couldn't say anything about it until January of the next year. But I could not believe it when that happened because we had released less than 20 episodes. I think it was about 15 episodes when I sent in that application. I was like, sure, why not? It's due at midnight. I've got a few hours here to write this thing out. And I remember like just being in line, went to pick up my ski pass. I was like, hey, I asked my wife, will you read this? Does this say what I think it does? And I called you
pretty
right
amazing,
after.
Yeah.
Cause it was a random like Saturday afternoon.
It was
something.
Like the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Cause I was in Fort Worth visiting family for Thanksgiving. I was not at home and you called me and me and my wife were both so excited. And, you know, Mike, I think our work showed because we really, truthfully, these first 20 episodes put our heart and soul into this show, not only with our reading time, our notes, as you mentioned. And,
well, it
and
also our, helped that I wasn't working for
our production,
most of
yeah,
those
our
first
production. Yeah, you had episodes, more production yeah. time. So as producer and editor, we really got to put a lot of time in. And these were dense episodes, and yeah, we knew this at this time. We could not say it, and you're right.
That was a hard 2 months of not just being like, yes, 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 we did it. I never would have guessed that we would be invited to do something like that.
It was tough because I thought we had a really exciting schedule of shows after that, and I would have really liked to talk about our Star Wars Celebration plans on top of that because we. We went through Dark Empire and Dark Empire 2, and we'll come back to Dark Empire in a bit because, of course, we returned to it more recently. But we also got to talk with Chris and Jake from the War Starts at Midnight podcast, film podcast. We got to talk about The Last Jedi and some of its dissension, how they loved it. They talked about some of the film tropes of that. That was really fun. And then right after that, Mike, we got into the entire Jedi Academy trilogy. So this was a really robust time for us. Some of the major legend stories and all of the early Marvel comics and canon after the movies. So it was like a really, shining time for us, but also our work was cut out for us because this was a lot of content, because this was important stuff. We couldn't gloss over Jedi Academy trilogy. We couldn't gloss over Thrawn. We couldn't gloss over the early Marvel stuff. It was all pretty intense.
None of this is important, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Important with our original message. Yes.
Oh man. So then we had a couple guests on the show. Let's see. I did love our Dark Empire episodes, actually, particularly Dark Empire 2 for how off the rails crazy it is.
Yeah, it's not good. Dark Empire 1 is pretty enjoyable. It's not. Dark Empire 2 is not good. Yeah.
But if you are a new listener to the show and you are still here, I would definitely recommend that you go back and listen to the episode posted on April 27th, 2019, our live from the podcast stage at Star Wars Celebration show. We had each been to one Celebration before. Kind of on a whim, we ended up going to Celebration 2015, yeah. Right? Like April 2015, the year before Force Awakens came out, and it was great. Another show that I think you should go back and listen to if you haven't, March 18th, 2019, The Problem with Mark Hamill. One of the things I'm more proud of, I convinced Jesse to do an episode that wasn't based on any like source material.
I thought you were gonna say against Jesse's will.
Well, either way,
Mark Hamill fan to my grave.
I love Mark Hamill.
I know you do.
Back then, dude was not helping the Star Wars fandom by posting, but by the stuff he was posting on like Twitter and stuff.
I love it.
It was a great time. I should go back and listen to that because I don't remember half the things I said in it. The joys of having a young.
So now we're in March of 19. We, of course, had Zach Bunn. You know, this is a good example of things we're going to have in the future, Mike, where we talked about people who do Star Wars content in completely different realms than us. Zach Bunn being, of course, the tabletop side of things. And, you know, we did more of these Legends of Luke Skywalkers, which was a new thing for us. These canon side stories of Luke. By the way, we're going to finish those because we have one left, I'm pretty sure. And I'm very excited.
No, we don't. We finished it. We're done.
I'm pretty excited to finish that. No, we have one left. And we're going to actually finish the whole book. And then, of course, we posted our Celebration podcast stage previews. We thought this was really cool. We got with the podcast stage community and
I forgot about this.
Put our basically a synopsis of our shows together, previews of all of our shows. And we had a little 15 minute episode on our feed that had a little snippet from every show that's going to be on Celebration. So you knew what you're going to go listen to, which was really fun.
Yeah. We met a lot of great people at the podcast stage there. I know we went to a lot of shows. I know I won't remember all of them that we went to, but I know that I was in there for Skywalking Through Neverland. Ash Sevilla of Rated NA Nerd Appropriate actually had me and some other people on because some of his co-hosts had a family emergency and couldn't make it. Lords of the Sith, and we couldn't get into the Jedi Council because that one was so full. I don't know if we'll ever have a more like crowning achievement than the Celebration podcast stage at Celebration Chicago, because we were a new show. We got accepted, like I said, with less than 20 episodes published. But we busted our asses promoting ourselves at Celebration. We were giving out stickers and coasters to people like, hey, come to our show. We're doing a giveaway. We're giving away some art.
Oh, man.
We had t-shirts and stickers and everything. And we had a few people that we knew from the like Star Wars community show up. But most of the about 50 people that came to see us, we had no idea who they were.
Brand
and
new
it
people.
Was great.
That's exactly what we wanted. Yeah. Yeah, Mike, that was amazing. Getting to promote the show, getting to meet people. I love Celebration so much. Like, case in point, like the girl I met that had an entire dress made out of only photos of Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan. And then she said, you kind of look like Ewan McGregor. I'm going to give you a pair of glasses that I've made myself, sunglasses that have Ewan McGregor and General Grievous on them saying hello there. And
that's the kind of
stuff you get at Celebration you get nowhere else. She came to our show, by the way, which was amazing. I hope she's listening now. But it was so fun. We got to live stream it and we got some photos. And, you know, on top of this, Mike, I think some of our most fun content was not our live show, but our 5 days of recaps when we were in the middle of the night dying after walking miles and miles all day, every day, meeting people, going to shows, performing shows. And then at night we're saying, oh, we got an hour left, right? In us? Not really.
That's right. Because we went to a few shows. We went to the Force Center Live. We went to the Movie Trivia Schmodown Live.
Oh my gosh.
Jesse slept the night before our show while I stayed up till like 4 a.m. cutting together new sound that only 50% worked at the live show, but taking sounds from the new trailer and just panicking that nobody would come.
I was panicking with how sick I was. I had no voice whatsoever. I was like, oh my, I would have strep or something right before we go on. But we did these celebration recaps. So I highly encourage listening to these because not only are they candid, but they are just our thoughts for that day. It's truly concise in the way that we didn't know what the next day was going to hold for us. We didn't know what the next day was going to be. We just basically talked about what we experienced that day, how fun it was. And we also got to experience it with our Canon Cantina team, which is my wife,
Road team.
Which is my wife, Katie, and our BFF, David, David was the photography man. He was also the man who just, I don't know, he made things happen from time to time. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, David was jumping in, doing everything we needed him to because my wife couldn't make it. So those are great.
Yeah.
They were fun. Don't remember a damn thing we said on any of them.
Oh, I distinctly remember just our amazing discourse of the Mandalorian day. That was my favorite part. So it's like 2 a.m. in the morning and we're like, we still have to record one. And Mike and I were talking about the, just the Mandalorian panel and the, should people get all the content that don't go to cons or, you know, immediately mm-hmm. or not. That was a fun one. And of course, day five, Mike, you were stuck on travel. So I recorded day five completely by myself. It's our only show thus far on the entire channel that's 100% by one of ourselves. And I talked about the Phantom Menace panel for 30 minutes and kind of our travel arrangements for the final day. That was really fun too. I had a lot of fun doing that. So,
well, now that we've talked about our greatest success, Star Wars Celebration, let's talk about one of our greatest failures, hashtag 100 days of Skywalker. Right. What a stupid idea that was.
That's not true. This is an amazing idea. Amazing idea.
It was a good idea that I had that we were both just too busy to completely follow through on. Our idea was 100 days before Rise of Skywalker came out. We would post like a picture or moment from some of the saga movies, just like with explanations of why it was great for us. We made it to like 35 or 40. But just at the time, we were both so busy with real life stuff, work, and other things that we just couldn't keep up with it. And after we fell behind like 10 days, I just gave up. So if I'm going to claim a failure for what we've done, quote unquote failure from this first season. Yeah, we didn't cover all of Legends and canon like our original lofty goal was. That was never going
to
happen.
No, especially with all the news, bummed. Mike. You got to think about that too, because every time there was a major news story, which there was a lot because we lived in this prime time of Last Jedi to the end of Mandalorian and Rise of Skywalker, we had to push some of that book content because that was just important news. But yeah, the 100 Days of Skywalker, it bummed me out because we have all those photos. We still have all of them.
Put a lot of work into that. It just came down to the execution of it is what we didn't prepare adequately for or have time to do properly or whatever. So that was a bummer. Maybe we'll try something like that again in the future. Who knows? 100 days of Obi-Wan. I don't think I have 100 interesting things to say about Obi-Wan.
Challenge accepted.
But maybe. maybe 50.
Yeah, definitely 50. We also had some cool episodes on the side where we talked about remembering Peter Mayhew and his awesome part of Star Wars playing Chewbacca. We also talked about the Phantom Menace revisited because this is the 20-year anniversary of Phantom Menace. So we also had a nice media episode talking just about the Phantom Menace. At the same time, We were in the throes of Legends. We talked about Children of the Jedi, Darksaber, Planet of Twilight, these weird standalone Good books Lord. That were kind of a spiritual trilogy. But then, of course, Mike, we got back into Marvel. And, you know, we just got back into a lot of Marvel. And then, of course, the Crystal Star. Can't forget the Crystal Star.
So, I dreaded the Crystal Star more than even the Yuuzhan Vong
series. Of course, because that's actually good.
But now that we've done it, I will stick up for the Crystal Star in the sense that it is not as bad as you remember. It's not. It has ties to video games you liked.
Yes.
There's some like direct tie-ins to Jedi Knight, to Jedi Outcast. I'm not saying it's good, but there is worse out there.
Okay.
Looking at you, Noodle Scooter book. What was that one called?
Heir to the Jedi.
Heir to the Jedi. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Crystal Star's coming for you. Of course, Mike, at this point, we returned to Dark Empire, which was so fun. Probably one of the episodes I've had the most fun with because I got to do the most production work I had got to do in a long time. I made custom clips from the Dark Empire audiobook with musical cues from the Star Wars films, which was super fun. And we basically revisited Dark Empire because we had a sneaking suspicion that Rise of Skywalker would follow in its footsteps. And boy, were we right. I'm so glad we put the time into this episode. If you can listen to this, this was September of last year, which was not that long ago. Just look up Dark Empire Revisited. Mike and I basically just revisit Dark Empire as a whole, Dark Empire 1 and 2. The audiobook mainly, because it's the strongest part of the series. And we have audio clips from it. And we probably predict a lot of things right and wrong about the Rise of Skywalker at the end of that one. So that'd be fun to listen to.
A little tease for a future episode. Maybe Rise of Skywalker should have pulled a little more from it.
Yeah, I would agree. Especially if you listen to our Dark Empire Revisited episode now, after you've seen Rise of Skywalker, you can really put them side by side. I don't know.
So The Mandalorian came out, Rise of Skywalker, like we talked
hey,
about
that, Battlefront story. I would say that was fun.
That was good too, but like our next crowning achievement would be like our second live show live from McNally is that we just did it. We posted it on January 1st, 2020, but we did it a couple weeks before that.
That's right.
Hometown crowd, friends and family came
we
out.
We filled out a room. We there was no seats left. That was awesome. So
yeah. Way better attended than I expected, and it only got a little blue when we tried to keep it PG-13. Some of those Star Wars Mad Libs were great. I still have the rest of them.
People are asking, Mike, we are going to return to those on this show. They're too fun. Some people put some really hard work into those. They want them to be read because we only had time for so many, you know, at the live show format. But you're right, that was a fun show. And of course, if you followed our show, we've done comprehensive reviews of The Mandalorian. We're going to finish out The Mandalorian soon. Even some of the potential what The Mandalorian is going to do in the future, we're going to talk about that. We also had a lot of episodes, Mike, around the same time talking about the hype of Rise of Skywalker, and then of course Rise of Skywalker. And now we're kind of caught up to now. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. So we hope you've enjoyed this really quick retrospective. Like, I know that if we weren't recording, Jesse and I could go on for hours about, hey, remember that thing we did, that idea we had? But that's not the most interesting internet radio for everybody. We appreciate you sticking with us this long. We hope you are excited for the new format of the show. I know that we both are, and we're excited to just kind of see how things work as we go in this new direction, as we both take on new life challenges. I know that Jesse has a much different challenge ahead of him than I do, but you know, staying home with a 2.5-year-old is kind of its own set, and then having a brand new one. Godspeed, sir. May the force be with you.
Yeah, I feel like I've already been there since Thanksgiving. Yeah. But Mike, I'm going to mention here for you and I both, we have made it. So this episode we're doing right now onward, We've made it past 70 episodes, which is just completely absurd.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. And you got to think about the content we covered, the books we read, the deep dives and the notes we took. 70 episodes worth is a lot. That's we got to pat ourselves on the back a little bit. That's pretty intense.
Yeah, I think we've earned that.
I think so.
Sure, the past 20 minutes has been us patting ourselves on the back. But yeah, give us that, audience.
This is the real path. That was all just looking back at what we've done. But I mean, you know, 70 episodes, and, you know, some of them are pretty extensive, a little long. I mean, like our Rise of Skywalker's impressions, Mike, recently, 2 hours. I don't think any of that 2 hours is wasted because we covered a lot and we still have more thoughts on Rise of Skywalker. It's just, that's a lot of content, a lot of Star Wars content we brought into the world. I'm really happy about that. And I'm happy we continue to improve. That's my goal. It's like, it's, you know, quality over quantity in theory. But like you said, we might have more quantity than we've had in the past with these mini episodes coming out.
Well, like we've released, what, 70 episodes? There's like 3 or 4 good ones in there, even. So our goal in this new format is to increase how many good ones there are. Yeah, we hope you've kind of enjoyed our return to the internet airwaves.
That's right.
And are looking forward to the future with us. I honestly can't tell you what the next thing you'll hear from us will be, because we are kind of on teasers. An uncertain timeline. Yeah. We've given you some teasers of what the next episode might be. I'll say it will probably be one of our new shorter main shows where we focus on a singular theme or topic.
Yeah.
But there's a chance it's me talking about a commentary or us happening to grab a Star Wars content creator. So there's a lot of uncertainty, but also a lot of excitement in our plans for the short and long term of the Canon Cantina future.
Yeah, there's a lot of options, Mike, which is really exciting. We got a lot to say about The Mandalorian and Rise of Skywalker. We've also got a lot to pick up on where we left off on Canon, where we left off on Legends, and I'm even more excited for these creator interviews. So there's a lot we hope we're going to bring to the table for you guys. And, you know, these episodes are going to be this kind of singular minded format. So if it's not for you, you can skip that episode and go to the next episode. That's going to be something that's more up your alley. We hope you really enjoyed this new format.
Yeah, so that will do it for this return to the internet episode of the Canon Cantina. Cheers, everybody.
May the force be with you.
Anyway.